Oh, because you got your canceled check with her signature on the back. That's why it's for me.
She answered hello.
Hello. Tina.
Hi. Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah.
So I know that you called in and he was having trouble transferring the call to me, so I thought I'd call you back.
Yeah.
Hi.
Nice.
Yeah. So last we spoke, I know that you were saying that you needed a little bit more time because you were waiting on a new card, but you asked me to follow up with you this week thinking it would be there by now?
Yeah, it's not. In fact, I'm just calling my daughter to see if it turned up at her address.
Oh, okay. So I think maybe we should just give it a couple more days then. What do you think?
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, can you tell me how this works exactly? If I get calls through you guys for new customers,
mm-hmm.
how do I get in touch with them?
So the calls that come through the tracking number are all stored on the dashboard. So if you know, let's say you talk to somebody and you want to go back in and get a hold of them, that's all stored on your client dashboard. Have you logged onto your dashboard before?
You know, my phone was giving me issues, and I still haven't got a computer set up. But,
okay.
My phone was giving me issues, and I couldn't do something or another. I think I was supposed to put a password or something, but the screen wouldn't come up. I don't know. I've never been to the dashboard.
Okay, so I'll send you the login to it again. The system won't give you full access right now just because the payment's past due. So if you try to log on, it's just going to say your account is past due. You know, please click here to reactivate. But once the payment's up to speed, then you'll have full access again. So that way you can refer to this email that I'm sending you, and you'll have the login so that you can get in.
Okay, under customers on there right now waiting for calls back?
Let's see here. There was a call on November 2nd, and then there was a call on November 1st. There was one that I think you might have been testing it because it came from this number. That was on October 10th. So I'll send you a screenshot of this page just so that you have it in your email. And right now I'm thinking that probably your client calls have dipped down a little bit because the payment has been past due since October 29th. And our technicians don't do any type of programming on an account while it's in suspension. In addition to that, there's a big orange banner up on your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So if someone were to see your site, they might think that, you know, you're out of business or something. So I think that, you know, right now you shouldn't expect much activity from it just because the account's past due. But I will send you what is, you know, a screenshot of what is on the dashboard just so that you can see it, okay?
Okay. I have yet to get any work from you guys from that dashboard since I've started with you. You know that, right?
Yes, that's typical. First page placement takes 30 to 45 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark. So you're right at the cusp of where this will explode and get your phone ringing and bring you business. But it's a little bit too early when it goes, you know, in suspension at that 30-day mark, because typically it takes 30 to 45 days. So, and that's because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business on the first page. So nobody can flip a switch and do that instantaneously. There's obviously a lot of work involved to get you there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How much is the payment?
It's for $249.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can transfer money from my bank account to my Zelle and stuff like that, but I don't have any other way that I know paying you. Unless you
do you have a do you have a debit that goes with the bank account?
A B of A. But yeah, that's what I'm waiting for the new debit card.
Oh, I see. So you wanted to do it through the check, like using the routing number and the account number?
I've never done it before.
Okay. Yeah, we don't really do the ACH payments anymore. We used to, but we don't anymore. So I think we were just stuck waiting for the debit card. If it did go to your daughter's house, you can call me and we can update it. Or if you have the money to transfer and you don't have a card, what some people do is they go down to, you know, Walmart or 7-Eleven and they get one of those prepaid cards. You could do that as well. But, you know, I think, you know, since you've been waiting since last week, it's probably going to be there any time. So, you know, probably if we're just a little patient, it'll probably be there in the next couple of days anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be there today, I hope.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, well, I'll put a note on here. When the card arrives, Brad, you can use that login info that I just sent you in your email to go online and update it if you want to do it that way. If not,
oh,
you know.
Pay through that?
Yep, you can go on because it'll show you, oh, the account is suspended. Click here to reactivate. And when you click on that, it will take you to the billing page. And that's where you can log in and put your information. And then, of course, if it's easier, just call me and I can update it for you directly.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. I'll look at it on Friday. If it's not squared away by then, I'll follow up with you again, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Brad. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
I will. You too. I appreciate that. Bye.